I'm Dr. Lisa Beasley, a family nurse practitioner, and this is Healthful High Notes. April is Sexually Transmitted Infection Awareness Month. Sexual health is part of your overall health. Did you know that Memphis ranks number 2 out of the top 10 cities with the most sexually transmitted infections, or STIs, with gonorrhea, chlamydia, and syphilis being the top 3 infections? In Memphis, we have 1,498 cases for every 100,000 people. Signs and symptoms of gonorrhea include painful urination, abnormal discharge, testicular pain in men, and pain in the lower abdomen in women. But frequently, there are no symptoms. In women, untreated gonorrhea can lead to pelvic inflammatory disease, which can lead to pelvic pain, ectopic pregnancy, and infertility. In men, untreated gonorrhea can spread to the blood and cause disseminated gonococcal infection and can be life-threatening. With chlamydia, many people don't develop symptoms, which is one of the reasons it is a prevalent STI, because you can still infect others through sexual contact and not even have any symptoms. If symptoms are experienced, notable symptoms are pain when urinating, abnormal discharge with odor, and painful intercourse in women. Syphilis progresses in stages. Primary stage syphilis can be a single canker sore or multiple sores. They're usually painless, but not always, and they're not noticed because they're in places that make them difficult to see, like the vaginal area or the anus. The canker sores in primary stage syphilis heal, but secondary stage syphilis is next, with a rash that appears as rough red or reddish-brown spots on the palm of hands and soles of feet and has been confused with hand, foot, and mouth disease. In addition to the rash, secondary stage syphilis can include fever, swollen lymph nodes, sore throat, headaches, weight loss, and other symptoms. Without treatment, this stage progresses to latent stage syphilis, where typically there are not signs or symptoms of syphilis at all. Latent means hidden. Tertiary syphilis is rare, but can manifest 10 to 30 years after a person gets the infection. Protect yourself and your sexual partners. Mutually agree to be monogamous or use a condom. Correct and consistent use of condoms are highly effective in reducing STI transmission. If you need to be tested for an STI, consult your provider. It's not shameful to get an STI, but it's a shame to let an STI go untreated. I'm Dr. Lisa Beasley, a family nurse practitioner and advanced forensic nurse, and you've been listening to Healthful High Notes. Be sure to visit the WYXR podcast network at wyxr.org for more Healthful High Notes.